World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Mark Crossley. Coming up, Laxman and Dhoni hand India the initiative on day two of the second test against West Indies in Calcutta. In the NBA, talks break down. What now for the rest of the season? And Croatia, the Republic of Ireland and the Czech Republic are on the verge of qualification for Euro 2012. First to cricket, though, and centuries from VVS Laxman and MS Dhoni have put India firmly in control on day two of the second test against West Indies in Calcutta, where bad light brought an early end to play. The hosts eventually declaring on 631 for 7, with West Indies 34 for 2 at the close, still needing 397 runs just to avoid the follow-on. A little earlier, I spoke to our reporter Prakash Wakankar in Calcutta, who told me it had been a day of contrasting fortunes for both sides' batsmen.
Yes, indeed. It looked after the Indians had finished up that the West Indies might actually be able to hold off losing wickets, but it was not to be. And ending the day with bad light, 34 for 2, 597 runs behind, and with the ball turning, bouncing, it's going to be a real serious ask for the West Indies to try and save this one.
And it was a mighty impressive performance from VVS Laxman and Mahendra Singh Dhoni, building on what Rahul Dravid had done on day one.
Indeed, 224 runs for the seventh wicket. And with VVS Laxman and the Eden Gardens in Calcutta, there is this amazing relationship. It's almost as if you check in to the office every morning. It's like that. Laxman turns up there and gets a big 100 almost every time he bats. So, yeah, terrific nod by him. And Mahendra Singh Dhoni getting that 144 runs in quick time with more than a slice of fortune. In the absence of the DRS, there's still debate about whether he actually nicked the ball twice or was it just once. On both occasions, no balls. And that is something that he really made the West Indies pay for.
Basketball fans in the United States are coming to terms with the likelihood that the entire NBA season will be cancelled. It's after the players turned down the league's proposals over a share of revenue. The scheduled start to the new season had already been delayed by 5 weeks because of the negotiations. And now the players' union has said it will disband so that it can take the NBA to court. Mark Woods works for the basketball magazine MVP, and all the discussions have come to nothing.
2 years of negotiation to this point, stepped up over the past 3 months, proposal and counter-proposal between the players and the league's ownership. The players, under the previous deal, took 57% of the league's revenues. The owners have been insisting that's got to come down. They've been losing money. The intensity's been growing. Now, last week, eventually it came to the point, a 50-50 split on the table. They came so close to an agreement, but the owners went, take it or leave it, otherwise there's going to be some radical change. And after a four-hour meeting yesterday, the players' union have decided to take the latter option, the nuclear option. The trust has broken down, and now as things stand, it's heading into court. And like any legal process, that could take months to resolve, and all the while, no games taking place.
The second legs of the Euro 2012 playoffs take place later on Tuesday. The Portugal coach Paulo Bento perhaps faces the most pressure as they prepare to host Bosnia and Herzegovina in Lisbon. The pair drew 0-0 in Zenica on Friday, and Bento says he's cautiously optimistic.
Bosnia are a team that do not concede many goals. They were a team that was 12 minutes away from being first in its group to send France to the playoffs. So we will have to be a patient and confident team that wants to dominate the match, but also knows how to control the opponent. It will be an extremely difficult match, but we have the complete belief that with more or less difficulty, we will reach our objective.
Montenegro will have it all to do when they host the Czech Republic, trailing 2-0 from the first leg in Prague. But Croatia are virtually guaranteed their place after a 3-0 win in Istanbul on Friday against Turkey. Nonetheless, ahead of their game in Zagreb later, the Croatian coach Slaven Bilic is taking nothing for granted.
We've done only half of the job, and the players are so deep inside and they are so motivated, and they know that we will have to be at least as we were in Istanbul to go through, and it's going to be very, very hard.
The Turkish coach, Hüseyin, seems likely to leave his post if his team fail to reach next year's finals. A 3-0 deficit away seems improbable, but the Dutchman has made it clear that whatever happens, he won't be retiring.
I feel a lot of energy still to keep on working in football. I think football, with all his ups and also downs, is a beautiful game. Sometimes you think, there's a loss, How do we survive that? But life goes on also in football, and as long as I love to be working or near with young guys, I will not retire too early.
The Republic of Ireland would have to suffer one of the biggest upsets of all time not to progress, having won 4-0 against Estonia in Tallinn. But midfielder Stephen Hunt still wants to put on a show for the fans in Dublin.
We've got to finish the job off, and we're at home. We have a responsibility to the big crowd we have coming to the game to put on a performance, and hopefully we can do that. There'll be wounded animals to a certain degree, so we've got to make sure we're up for it. With the atmosphere in the ground on the night, I'm sure it's going to be electric, and we'll be focused. We have a good tendency to come good on the game, so it'll be the same.
Colombia against Argentina is the standout game in the latest round of World Cup qualifiers in South America. The other games see Ecuador take on Peru, Chile host Paraguay, and Venezuela meet Bolivia. Brazil, of course, as host of the finals in 2014, are not involved. Tim Vickery has more details.
Leaders Uruguay sit out this fourth round, which gives four teams the chance to draw level with them on points, including two who face each other in the tie of the round, Colombia and Argentina, who meet in the sweltering afternoon heat of Barranquilla. Argentina's morale is low, but Colombia are without some key players. Can Lionel Messi take advantage? Well, Venezuela can also take themselves joint top if they win at home to bottom of the table Bolivia. The only team from the continent never to play in a World Cup, Venezuela have made huge strides and will be disappointed with anything less than 3 points. And Paraguay can join the leaders, but they face a tougher task, away to always dangerous Chile, strong at home and needing a win to get back on track. And the winners of the Ecuador-Peru derby will be just a point off the top of the table, which illustrates just how competitive this campaign is proving to be.
There's also a raft of qualifying matches taking place in Africa and Asia. China amongst the teams in danger of being knocked out of the competition. England, meanwhile, will be looking to build on their impressive 1-0 win over Spain on Saturday when they host Sweden at Wembley in their latest friendly. Sweden, like England, have already qualified for next year's finals, and the two countries could feasibly be drawn against one another. The former Sweden striker, Henrik Larsson, who played for, amongst others, Barcelona and Celtic, thinks that his country's strengths lie in their experience.
I mean, you have Melberg, obviously you know him. He played in Villa. You have Kjellström, who plays at Lyon. Ibrahimovic, of course, under Svensson. And you have Majstorovic, who plays in Celtic. So, I mean, you got, I think, about in the keeper as well. So you got 5-6 players that are in a good age. So that's good.
The former Olympic champion Michael Johnson says training for the 400 metres would be a distraction for Usain Bolt at London 2012. Bolt says he wants to go for 4 gold medals at next summer's Olympics, adding the 4x400 metres relay to his usual schedule of 3 sprint events. But Johnson's not convinced.
I don't see the Jamaican coaching staff putting him on the 4x400 metre relay unproven. So that means he's got to go out there and run some 400s during the season in order to prove that he should be on that relay. If he's going to be running the 100 and 200 for 2012, he can't train for the 400. It would be an absolute distraction, and the training wouldn't work. I think you caught him on one of those days where he was just trying to stir up something. I don't see that happening.
Before we go, a reminder that centuries from VVS Laxman and MS Dhoni have put India firmly in control on day 2 of the second test against West Indies in Calcutta, where bad light brought an early end to play. The hosts eventually declaring on 631 for 7, with West Indies 34 for 2 at the close, still needing 397 runs to avoid the follow-on. And that is the